All right, so I think we would now move on to the fifth agenda item on the proposed conversion of an existing industrial building to hotel and shop and services uses in Youtong, say 428 Cagongliang Road. Okay, so I think we also have the attendance list on your table, members. So does any member want to declare any interest on this particular agenda item? If no, then I think we can proceed onward. So first of all, I'd like to welcome the representatives from Eversun International Holdings Limited, Headland Developments Limited, Kenneth Toh and Associates Limited, Binoy Limited, and Scott Wilson Limited. So I think you're going to give us a presentation, right? So who is going to present from the representative, please? Turn on the mic, please.
Okay.
Welcome.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, well, I'll just give a very brief introduction. First of all, thank you very much for giving us an opportunity to present today to the Harbourfront Commission. We're going to make a presentation about the Wing Shan building in Yau Tong Bay and the potential future development of Yau Tong Bay area. We have with us today a number of people from various different consultants. Next to me, we have Mr. Eddie Lee and Alvin Yao from Eversun Holdings Limited. We have Alan Wan and Alvin Yao from Benoy Architects. And we have Jonathan Mee and Tony Nye from Scott Wilson, the marine specialist. And Kenneth Toh from KTA Planning, who was instrumental in securing a town planning approval for the Wing Shan building in Yau-Tong Bay. So, can I move on straight away to Alan Wen from Benoit?
Okay, just to take everybody briefly through our planning application and the current status, we're looking at Wing Shan industrial building. Back in 2005, we sought a government approval a planning application to convert the existing industrial building into a retail and restaurant use for the lifetime of the building. And then subsequent to that, recently we've actually achieved planning approval by the Town Planning Board for converting the existing building to a hotel shop use with a public waterfront promenade. Okay. So the existing Wing Shan industrial building is located at Chow Guling Road in Yau Tong. It's a 13-story existing building at the moment, and it's zoned as a CDA on the OZP. So here's a quick overview. It is within a CDA development, and the Wing Shan building is actually one of the lots on the development around Yau Tong Bay. So the background and context of this is that to provide public aspirations for a continuous waterfront promenade for enjoyment at Yau Tong Bay. Also to take into account the recently announced policy on revitalizing industrial buildings and to promote sustainable adaptive reuse of existing buildings and to increase the need, to cater for the increasing need of exhibition space for local industrial enterprises. The idea is to provide a manufacturer's outlet space with one-stop service to showcase Hong Kong goods and products here. And more importantly, to open up a waterfront promenade at the Wing Shan building for public enjoyment. So this is just a very brief overview of, some of you may have seen the planning application, which is a more detailed document. So basically what affects the harbourfront is the existing building at the moment backs onto the Yau Tong Bay. What we're proposing here is to actually introduce a 20 metre setback thereby reinforcing the continuation of the promenade experience around the bay itself. In order to do this, we'll need to actually relocate the valuable GFA that would have been lost onto the actual roof of the existing building. Okay. So very diagrammatically in section, this is what a hotel and retail complex would look like with the 20-meter setback, which reinforces the interaction with the bay itself, the waterfront. So the most important aspect here is to look at the 20-meter setback. We will be working closely with the neighboring developers to actually ensure that the designs for this, once we get into detailed design stage, actually complements and enhances what will be proposed by the other adjoining developers, so that it in effect becomes one continuous waterfront experience. And with restaurant facilities, hotel facilities here, this could actually open up into the this new landscape area and become part of the whole waterfront harbour experience. So the building does not exclude the waterfront itself, it actually becomes part of that. Okay. This is just a quick overview of what typical rooms could look like in a hotel within the existing structure that could overlook into the harbour front and enjoy the views there. So this is a quick image of what is proposed. The existing industrial building is to your left-hand side, and what can be the opportunity for enhancement is on the right-hand side. So as you can see, is within the existing structure, we're trying to actually have more of an interaction with the harbourfront itself. So also what we will need to take into account is the adjacent neighbouring developments and try to actually see if we can link in aesthetically with what they're doing. Obviously, they being a new development, they'll have a different set of criteria. But there are certain things that we can do to actually harmonize with what they're doing. So as you can see from the lower picture, the waterfront could be opened up for the enjoyment of the public there. In addition to that, we have berthing rights which we want to make use of so that the enjoyment of the harbourfront is not a static enjoyment. People don't just arrive at the harbourfront and have a view, but this could be a working frontage for us. So we can actually introduce boats and ships that are boats that can actually moor or come onto the harbourfront through our lot. So as you can see, the whole experience would start and end at the water's edge, so you can actually go right onto the water and not just stop and look. Okay. So again, the water, boats, is very much part of this whole experience that we're proposing for here. The whole building for the or the new look for the Wing Shan Industrial Building will become hopefully a landmark in this area with transparent views, possibly through the waterfront. And arriving by boat, the whole experience could be quite a exciting one. In addition to this, taking this concept of arriving by boat one step further, the client has a vision to the possibilities of probably cleaning up the whole of the Yao Tong Bay and turning it into a very exciting marina. Having looked at very initially the prospects of that, we find exciting similarities in size and scale and shape even. To the Monte Carlo Bay, for example, which is an internationally recognized marina of world-class proportions. So if I just hand over quickly to Scott Wilson.
Monte Carlo was also once a commercial port like Yao Tong, that was then revitalized and turned into a marina. It therefore provides vision and a world-class standard for other revitalisation projects. Also similar to Yautong, there's a proposal for, well, Monte Carlo has high density luxury developments, residential developments surrounding the marina, and it also includes for very large motor yachts. The large motor yachts are generally berthed vertical, solid vertical walls, but Monte Carlo also provides for the smaller boats, small yachts at the pontoon berths. Therefore, it caters for everybody. Going back to Yautong, at the moment the bay is more or less disused for the marine side. Apart from the storage of old pontoons there, and the one on the right hand at the top right has been there for 5 years without being used. This again is the Wing Shan building. And in fact, the seawall of the Wing Shan building is in pretty good condition and take very little to improve it. Whereas to the side of the building, there's uncontrolled reclamation and the seawalls are dilapidated and overgrown. However, the foundations are there, and so it will take very little to repair them and enhance them and to revitalize the bay. So why a marina? Well, recent developments in China, the government has been enhancing yachting and coastal development in Hainan. The Guangdong government has allocated 8 sites for coastal development, including yachting. Therefore, marinas are being planned and built all the way along the coast. So there's going to be a future increase in visiting yachts, regattas and boat shows. Already there's a big demand in Hong Kong for berth space, and that is going to be even greater. Now the vision for Hong Kong, within the documents for the Harbour Business Forum, the Designing Victoria Harbour, the first two recommendations are to increase the amount of sheltered water available in Victoria Harbour to meet the increasing demand for shelter during typhoons and year-round mooring space, to give marine users strong consideration in the development of land surrounding sheltered water. And it also notes that new marine supporting infrastructure may require some reclamation, but it is vital in order to ensure a vibrant living harbour. Within Hong Kong, there are quite a few marinas, but there's only one in the harbour area. So this one supplies yachting for not too many people. But it's worth proposing to put one in Yautong. Next slide. Now Yautong Bay is ideally located as a base for pleasure boat activity in Hong Kong. The east side of the harbour has less marine traffic than the west. Yautong Bay has an excellent road and MTR transportation network. It is also relatively close to major local boating destinations in the northeast of Hong Kong, like Sai Kung and Double Haven. However, when you look again at the comparison between Yautong and Monte Carlo, you can see that Monte Carlo has 4 breakwaters and Yautong doesn't have any. A comparison to other marinas in Hong Kong, the water space in Yautong is as big or bigger than most of the other marinas. But all these other marinas have either good shelter from typhoons or they have breakwaters. The master plan for Yautong has a lot of activity on the land side, but in the sense of there's nothing happening. So the vision for the development is to build a world-class marina and integrate it with the public promenade. And the Wing Shan building will be the heart of this marina. Now before we can look at options for the marina, we really need to look at the main constraint, which are typhoons. And on the bottom right-hand side, you can see that Hong Kong experiences quite a lot of typhoons. However, I don't want to give a false impression, and in fact, Yau Tong Bay is well protected from the prevailing northeast monsoons, winds and waves, and also the southeast typhoon direction, which is the worst direction for both winds and waves. It also has much calmer waters than the western side of Hong Kong. However, typhoons at landfall to the northeast of Hong Kong, for just a short period of time, they generate westerly waves right across the harbour and into Yau Tong Bay. So we've looked at an option so that we can provide the typhoon shelter for Yau Tong Bay, and it includes building a breakwater. And behind the breakwater is a marina that is where the main walkway comes from the Yau Tong building. This also helps to provide electricity and potable water to the boats. We've shown the layout in two colours. In blue, the marina that can be built almost immediately. However, in orange, the part of the marina that requires the back of the bay to be dredged. The breakwater could provide a pedestrian walkway out along it with a feature at the end. Now, of course, providing the breakwater requires the approval under the Protection of the Harbour Ordinance and the Reclamation Ordinance, as well as requiring an EIA. However, we need to demonstrate that this provides an overriding need for the breakwater to be built. However, this option does provide for the largest number of boats, and this marina fits well with the recommendations of the Harbour Business Forum report. This is a typical scene where we have small boats berthed at pontoon berths, and then we'd also have the larger boats berthed at the vertical wall. If we can't build the breakwater, then an option two would be to provide temporary floating breakwaters. These would protect against any harbour waves, and there would be no need for approval under the PHO or the Reclamation Ordinance. However, there's a good possibility that pontoons and vessels would have to move to a typhoon shelter on a signal free typhoon. And it also means that the stern berthing, the boats would have to be mega yacht size. With the stern berthing, you can see that on the photo on the right, the boats have their own gangways onto the vertical wall.
That's all. Thank you.
No. We're just showing a video. We had to swap over. It took a little bit of time. So this is a stern berthing against the wall and the vision as you go down Yau Tong Bay. Okay, next one. Now the third option is with no breakwater. Then the boats would have to be berthed side on to the vertical wall so that they would be bow on to any harbour waves. And again, what's shown in blue would be phase one and in orange would be phase two after the dredging had been taken account of. My last slide shows side on berthing where the gangways run from the sides of the boats onto the vertical wall.
Now there'd be some economic benefits for this type of development. Obviously would help to improve Hong Kong's international status and image as an international boating and marine center. There is a big shortage of berths, apparently for pleasure boats and large motor yachts, particularly in excess of over 100 feet. And by introducing another marina that specifically or can cater for those much larger boats. It would obviously free up much needed space in other marinas that could provide for smaller boats. We believe that the marina and clubhouse construction, as well as the future marina employment, and obviously perhaps even marine clubhouse within the Wingsham building, could provide up to 2,000 to 2,300 job opportunities. Ongoing, that would obviously be reduced, but it would be quite significant employer of perhaps local people. The associated businesses and services will assist to boost Hong Kong's economy, insurance, fuel, catering, servicing, chandler work, etc. And in line with the principles of PPP and the working with the waterfront development on that basis, the developer is obviously willing to pay for the marina development costs himself. And also, for this particular part, it may be that it is managed by the marina operator rather than the putting it in the hands of the government to manage. I think even Carrie Lam would be the first to admit that that wouldn't be a bad idea. Along with, again, in the recent RICS conference, 11th September, PPP and waterfront developments, there was presented by Greg Clark, who outlined the development of London's Dockland revitalization, and this is very much in line with that, at least to a small extent. But East Kowloon and Yau Tong's image, or changing it from an obsolete industrial area to a tourist attraction, which benefit all sectors of society. Obviously, we'd be taking a sustainable design approach for any future development works to alleviate any public concern in that regard, particularly for dredging. And the marina will integrate potentially well with the Kai Tak cruise terminal and the Lei Yuen Mun Seafood Bazaar, any marine activity along that part of the foreshore. It will help to revitalize the Yau Tong Bay area and provide also potentially a tourist attraction, both in terms of restaurants, facilities, clubhouse, perhaps even a photo tourist photo stop opportunity for perhaps a statue at the end of the breakwater, should there be a breakwater permissible. And given the rather calmer waters over on this side of the bay or the harbour, it could promote education and training and local youth and sailing activities or other marine sports activities. So in line with Nick's earlier comment about being the champion of the Harbourfront Development Commission, also the Harbourfront Commission, and potentially as an agent and an advisor, what we'd like to ask the Harbourfront Commission is, how can Harbourfront Commission help us to promote this project, and how can we work hand in hand with you to advise us on how to proceed or to get this project brought to fruition, from a vision to reality, as they say. That's what we'd like to finish on.
Okay, thank you very much. Yes.
Chairman, if I may, because I think we need to bring things back to context, if you like. I mean, this is a very useful piece of research, if you like, a very interesting initiative, but the paper we have in front of us today relates to the conversion of an industrial building and the creation of a 20-metre public thoroughfare, if you like, harbourfront. A lot of us around this table share your view that this is a major opportunity to do something special in the Bay. But I think if you're going to submit it, it needs to be submitted as a self-contained paper, if I put it that way, with all the justifications, with all the different options tested and demonstrated to be viable, if you like. I think to expect, if you like, more than an instant reaction from the task force today is asking a lot. I mean, are you actually suggesting that you would be willing to build this, operate it,
yeah,
over a number of years?
Yes.
in which case that needs to be built into the proposal, I think, obviously with a business plan and the rest. I mean, I think we've got something exciting here by way of a conceptual idea, but not a great deal more than that. And I think, Chairman, if I may suggest, for the purpose of today's discussion, we should probably just focus on the paper in front of us, but take on board the ideas and indeed invite them to come back perhaps at some future date when they've worked up this into a more meaningful and meaty proposal. But yep. You're the chair. Yep.
Yep. Thanks a lot. Actually, that's what I'm going to say. Okay. So I think today we are going to have this proposed conversion scheme in front of us, of which that the discussion should be focused on. So we have basically the revised proposal is that the total GFA of the revised one is basically the same as the original one. So this is basically independent of the building of the marina and the three options of the building of the breakwater, the floating platoon, or no breakwater. That would be something for the future. But depending on our discussion, I think it's also useful for us to have comments and views in relation to this proposal, which will be helpful to make the harbor front of these task force more accessible to locals and to visitors. So once again, try to focus on this conversion scheme, but any related comments about the marinas that we would be welcome for you to raise any questions for the group to take back. Yes, comments please.
Yes. Well, I think clearly any comparison between East Kowloon and Monte Carlo requires a lot of imagination. And I was going to make the same comment. You might not have seen the actual agenda item, but it is actually about the existing industrial building. I've got a few points here, and I'd just like to touch on the marina issue. But I'd like to look at this sort of wider context for the Yantong Basin, really. I mean, an obvious example of a conversion of existing building in line, is obviously in line with current government thinking. So, you're certainly on the right track there. And in this situation, I would have thought that the whole of the Yantong Bay needs to be subject to a comprehensive master plan. Now, from my understanding, there is a master plan for this, and it's been orchestrated by a consortium, I think headed by Henderson. So the first question is, why did this industrial building not form part of the wider consortium? There might be an obvious answer to that, rather than simply being looked at as an individual site. Secondly, I hate to suggest something that contravenes our sustainable agenda, but this is only a 13-story building, and it's a horrible-looking one. The conversion to an hotel would be a difficult conversion, and I suspect a very expensive one. Wouldn't it again have been better, or have the advantages and constraints been weighed up against redeveloping to a better piece of architecture, or is this going to offer a different type of hotel, a sort of loft-style hotel, or something that embodies the existing characteristics of an old industrial building? I'd just like to, I know this is outside our agenda, but I think I obviously agree with Nick that, this does create a great possibility. We are very short of marina berths in and around the harbour, and there's an existing basin here, so putting two together, it's quite clear that this should be used as proactively as possible. And I would certainly support the notion of a marina. However, this, I think, does again need to be seen as part of the overall master plan. And I may be mistaken, but I think a Section 16 application for this is being prepared at the moment. So again, the question is, why isn't it being looked at in this more all-encompassing way? It's certainly true to say we can't have marine berths unless we have a proper configuration of new breakwaters which protect it from wave reflection and seesh. So I would have said that if you can firstly give an answer to that, but also perhaps, come back at a later stage with an all-encompassing proposal of collaboration with the wider area that is something that can form part of a submission to government, it would, I think, almost certainly be supported by the group here, but it will need new seawalls, and of course we have the perennial problem of the protection of the harbour ordinance. All indications are that this might well be seen as good reclamation, and it's exactly the sort of thing that we want really to see in the future.
I thought we maybe get some answers first. It would be a good idea about the cooperation between the different developer people, landowners around the site. Chair, I propose that we get some answers on that first before we launch into the next series of questions. I think that's a crucial one.
Thank you. So, yes?
Yeah, I just want to make the point. I just look at the paper, and I just look at what is being proposed. That is to have a promenade. Promenade to us is just an open space. It falls within the LCSD's ambit. But now the proponents suggest to have the marina, to have the breakwater, and so on. I just want to make a market here. That is outside our ambit. And if the proponent want to do it in that way, I agree with Peter and also Nick. They have to submit a package with more details, with more sort of information. I think before the department's concern, including our department, to take it further. Thank you.
Thank you. Other comments? Yes.
I wish to know when the project will be completed, because from tourism perspective, we wish to know to see more supply of hotel rooms and more varieties of hotels. And I understand there are quite a number of hotel applications approved but not yet taken up. And some of them even left, the validity periods have been left. And also in the meantime, how is this project going to integrate with the adjoining areas? Because you're going to improve the harbourfront, improve the promenade areas, which is nice to see, but the adjoining areas, I think still need 10, 20 years to be redeveloped as a whole. So well, how who is going to benefit from this harbourfront promenade, and how to integrate with the existing industrial areas? Thank you.
Thank you. Other comments? Yes?
Oh. Yeah, I have other comments, but I'd like to have an answer first before we raise those comments.
Yes. Before I ask you to answer this set of questions, I think this would be related to my questions as well, that you can answer, you know, as a whole. So on your proposal, page 3, you also mentioned that you intend to make use of the existing sea access right to provide landing steps in front of the site. So I wonder, you know, whether how would this, in terms of the landing step, is scale, and is it open to public use, and how does it, you know, incorporate and fit into your existing proposal, please?
Thank you, Chairman. Thank you, members. I think first point, I think, is very correct to say that you should put it in the right context, as Nick just pointed out. The marina part is basically a add-on. What we had is the planning permission for the hotel, and but there's very close relationship. I come to that later. First of all, about integration with the neighbors. Unfortunately, the CDA has a history of something like the 17, 18 years already. And this particular building happens to be not part of the CDA in the very beginning, and then later become part of the CDA with a huge reclamation, and then excluding the reclamation from the CDA and including part. There's a long history. So, but this building has been, is the only substantial building in the whole area, means it's a big building. So the owner of the building cannot wait, sit there and wait for all the other owners of the unused sawmills and shipyards. They can wait decades. But this owner cannot sit there and wait. They have to put a use, a commercially viable use to the building. So that's why there has been these proposals of making use of the building for commercial use earlier on, and then in this year we propose to make use of part of it as a hotel. So we cannot wait for the the master plan of the all the other owners to realize before we propose the use for this building. So that's basically the first and most important reason why this proposal of hotel proposal is not part of the bigger master layout plan. And secondly, the negotiation between this owner and the rest of the other owners has not come to any quick solution, because the land lease background and the scale of the existing building, etc., the time frame of the redevelopment, etc., all do not come together. I mean, all the other owners have their different agendas from the owner of this building. So commercial negotiation has not come to an easy solution. That's why we have put in this planning application just for this building. But it does not mean that the owners are not talking to each other. That's why we have this 20-meter setback to allow for connection to the future promenade of the neighbors. And they're willing to coordinate the design. But as Stephanie has pointed out, meanwhile, we don't know when they're going to build theirs. So just again, once again, we cannot sit there and wait.
Okay.
So no matter what happens, they're going to build it and open it to the public.
Yeah. So going back, you know, to this plan or the time frame, when will we see the hotel completed, independent of the marina?
The plan is to move ahead with first of all with the lease modification. They have the lease modified for the retail portion already. So there will be a second lease modification to allow the hotel component. First of all, the owner will proceed with that immediately, and also submit building plans for the hotel scheme. So the normal time frame will be finish the lease modification, and the building plans approval will be something like 1 year from now. So hopefully the work can start. The conversion work is not cheap. Speed has gone out. But they have worked out on the retail scheme before, all the have been putting through the new escape routes, etc.
Also, I need to mention the environment protection. That is also important for us. So therefore, we don't consider to get it down and make a huge of rubbish to the society.
On the birthing. That's really an important trigger of the marina idea, because the existing industrial lease has this berthing right along all the frontage, entire frontage. Mm-hmm. It's for the historical reason when the barge is parked against the industrial building and loading and loading. So the idea is now is to, when they have the retail scheme, not much emphasis was put on the berthing, because you don't make use of the berthing right. But for hotel scheme, immediately the owner has the idea of why don't they make use of the building right to work with the hotel, because you have tourists, you have visitors, they may like to use the landing. So they trigger the marina idea, and they spend the money, hire the consultancy. But that, of course, is a very preliminary study. We don't need to focus on the technical details. Of course, the owner would like to take that further in the future. And on the berthing, we probably there's got to be another planning application for building the landing steps, because currently it's a strict seawall. You have to convert the seawall to allow the landing steps, not extending into the water but setting back, just like some other similar proposals at the moment. As to whether those landing steps will be open, some similar experience locally is that you have to work closely with the Marines Department to work out a way to operate these landing steps. If you open it to public, you have all sorts of insurance and public liability issues, and Marine Department is not taking over of these landing steps. That's the current practice we understand so far. So we hope that some kind of arrangement will be able to work out, but that will be the topic of a separate planning application to the town planning board in due course.
Thank you. So that would be the intention, is to make the berthing right, you know, possibly also open to the public. And I'm glad that, Paul, you have a burning question?
Yeah, I've got a number of additional questions and points, Chair. I think this is extremely important that this is being taken forward positively from the point of view of the water use, because once we decide on the marine use, we can decide on the promenade specifications, and we can decide on, and the owners of the property can decide on the schedule of accommodation of his building. If we don't get clarity on this, then, you know, he may not put the clubhouse in, and then later on he has to put a clubhouse in. So we've got to be clear. Two, there are different landowners. We've got the Henderson Consortium with multiple landowners, with, I believe, one landowner in Singapore who still hasn't agreed on what's just for her site. And we've got this side here. There is the government sites next door. Is it right next door as well? Yeah. So your side is a government site with some TIC in there as well. If we want to put a marina facility in here, we've got to have great clarity on the master plan, so because that will then help the individual developers to put right scale of accommodation in. To wait for one individual developer, we can knock them back, like we are somewhat intending today, but then we're not making progress. What we're going to make sure is we're going to say, we will provide and help you to provide some leadership in this. We will bring in the lands department and the planning department. We'll invite the other landowners to come together in a team to actually put down create a master plan, because if we don't do it, it's not going to happen. We're now specifying a 25-meter public waterfront promenade, but if we want to have a marina, we need water access, electricity access, we need ramps, we need a hoist, we need a slipway. And all of these are now currently in what has been specified in the outline zoning plan as a public promenade. So currently the outline zoning plan has completely ignored the possibility of a marina there and makes it impossible to provide a proper marina. So I think we've got to strongly support this, and I hope that everybody can support that and take this. If the group here is willing to put in some money and work together with the other consortium and putting in some money and develop this plan in detail, then we can see what comes out of it for our planning issues. The other specific questions on this, I'd like to have also see that we can be provided more information from the Lands Department on the existing berthing rights, whether they have lapsed with the current CDA, whether they still exist, whether they still are apportioned to the individual landowners that have waterfront site. I think we need to get some details on that. In terms of the design of the building itself, I would hope that the developer could have a close look at the Foster's design proposals for West Kowloon. And the proposal for a colonnade, so you get some shelter for your building to your building, where people can sit outdoors with a cover over their head because you have bad weather. The other issues that I'd like to raise is, if this proposal is proposed with the current visuals, it's a dead duck, because this only shows boats that are at least $500,000 and upwards, up to $50 million. So this proposal is never going to fly with the Kunming District Council, because it doesn't address some of the public needs. There are 9,000 leisure vessels in Hong Kong. 2,500 are the open fishing sampans. These people have no facilities whatsoever. If we want to make this fly, we've got to address both public marina requirements as well as the private berthing requirements, which I think the proponent is absolutely right. There is, at this moment in Hong Kong, zero. There's about 5 berthings available in the entire Hong Kong for a limited size of boats only, and we're in desperate need of more berthings. So can I make that proposal and see that the task force here will pick it up? That will take some leadership, because we leave it on the individual developer. We're not going to get there. We should have done this from the start. Planning department should have put a master plan for the entire area together and then coordinate this. Now we're leaving it to the individual developers. The Harbourfront and Housing Committee Chair, to make sure you understand that, we've looked at the CDA for the rest of the area, for the entire area, and we have made exactly those comments. We've asked for the marine users to be identified, specified, and the requirements for that to be set out. At that time, the planning department didn't do it. They went straight to the town planning board, and we just got a naked 25-meter promenade. We have to get back on process with and take the leadership. Otherwise, it won't happen. If we leave it up to these poor guys.
Thank you very much, Paul, for your comments and background. I think this relates to the marina requirement and your first comment, like when we talk about the terms of reference. So I think, you know, when we go back, you know, we have representative from planning departments here as well. So marina requirements is really the planning of the whole area, and I think the Harbourfront Commission would, you know, as the whole commission would look at it further. But for this particular project, I think as a whole, our task force is happy to, about this conversion scheme and to support it actually independent of the marina. So we are happy that you are going ahead, okay, with the promenade and with the conversion, regardless of whether the marina scheme is going on or not. Is that clear? Comments? Yes.
Madam Chairman, just a piece of information for members' reference. Actually, the consortium comprising mainly the Yautong Bay lot owners has submitted a master layout plan application for this Yautong Bay comprehensive development area in March this year. And the application has been considered by the Metro Planning Committee of the Town Planning Board. And the Metro Planning Committee agreed upon the applicant's request to defer the consideration of the application subject to submission of further information by the applicant, because the applicant has to address a number of concerns from different government departments on their submission. So the at this stage, the applicant or the consortium is preparing further information for the town planning board consideration. Okay, and for this CDA site or Yautong Bay CDA site, which cover the subject building, we have planning department has prepared a planning brief setting out the major planning and design requirements to guide the consortium or the developer of this CDA site to prepare the master layout plan. For the current application, if the for the current site, if the owner wishes to provide a landing step, it should be formed part of the master layout plan. I suggest they should liaise with the consortium. Thank you.
Chairman, so I have to comment on this one right away, because a landing step does not make a marina. And we've made that point before. A landing step is not a marina. If you want a marina, you've got to have breakwater, you've got to have slipway, you've got to have hoist, you've got to have lots of things, you've got to have clubhouse facilities, you've got to have all kind of stuff. A public landing step does not make a marina. We've raised this point time and time again, and it just gets not addressed. We see here an effort by an individual developer struggling to get through to say, guys, can I get some help on this? We've got to address this, Chair, and the current approach by the planning department is not the right one. We've got to take a comprehensive look and provide the facilities. We are short of this in Hong Kong. For the record, we have gone to the HAB on this one, and they don't see it their responsibility. Okay, we've gone to the marine department, they don't see it as their responsibility. The planning department sees their responsibility to specify a landing step. Unless we take leadership in this task force, it ain't going to happen, and we're just frustrating an interest from a developer.
Yeah, thank you, Paul. Yes. Paul noted. Okay. So we just get the last round of comment from other members. Okay. And yes.
Thank you, Chairman. I just wonder if Plan Department can enlighten us on the kind of concern the government departments on the use of, the master layout plan submitted by the consortium. The major concern of government departments.
Just one moment. Maybe I just get the last round of question and then we get to the answers, please. Yes, Raymond.
Now, we seem to move from the discussion of a very specific proposal concerning the change, the conversion of a building to a more general issue concerning about the marine use and how we are going to plan the marine use. Of course, when we talk about the planning for marine use, there will be a lot of complication, and I don't want to defend one way or the other at this occasion. Probably we can discuss under the context of the terms of reference concerning land and marine use later on. But now that perhaps we should focus on the proposal itself first. Because what Paul discussed, we have been discussing with him over the past several years already. Okay, and probably we can continue this kind of discussion under the different context in the Harbour Commission rather than CC. But still, there are a lot of complicated issues to be resolved before we can move on.
Thank you very much.
How can we do that? We're going to get a building with a landing step in front of it instead of a marina. If you're going to continue this way, they're going to open that building, they've got to finish up the conversion,
There's going to be no clubhouse in there with a landing step in front of instead of a marina. If they know they can have a marina, they're going to do different things with the building.
I think your point has been noted, okay? So I think it's very important. This is a very important issue for the entire commission, and the active discussion just tells you how important we look at this issue. But, you know, I just want to make sure that, like, in this meeting, let's focus on the specific of this scheme first, and the Harbourfront Commission will look at the general issue of the marina. We will surely look at that. Thank you. Peter?
Yes, I think... I might be concluding now in your stead, Madam Chairman, but I think a fundamental point is that there does need to be an overall plan in terms of the public realm, actually, and it does require overall coordination, not just to be left to individual applications, although I appreciate the application here is for something standing in isolation from everything else. I think, as Eric said, the application has been deferred by the Town Planning Board. But further information has been requested, and the Section 16 application is actually being prepared right now. I'm not quite sure when it's going to go in. And I think we also do need to look at the planning brief in terms of the actual context, don't we? Because I think there's a danger that we might be going around in circles, really. If the planning brief is sort of prohibiting seawalls and things like that, then we've got to go back to first principles and say why. And if we do want to see a marina, we've got to kind of, you know, frame the context for it. I've designed two marinas myself, actually, so I'm very au fait with the design, and it certainly at the moment requires far more consideration as to the contextual requirements and so on, and particularly the amount of services and the proper configuration of seawalls. My final question, really, that I accept Kenneth's point. This debate, I know, in Yau Tong has gone on for a long time. There has been disputes between the parties. But would the group actually want to go ahead with implementation of this, given the fact that it's going to be in magnificent isolation from anything else, and that it's going to be in the middle of a construction site for the next 10 years, too? So do you think you're jumping the gun, or is it just that you want to get your... your revenge in first.
So I think if I'm right, the group has actually answered that question, that they would go on ahead with the conversion regardless of the marina development. Right, so thank you very much, and thank you very much for the group for joining us. And so let's conclude on this particular item. Thank you very much.
Thank you.